Production. Recorded live.
Welcome. My name is Brenda Lanoff and creator of the Brenda's Mindful Healing Show on TalkShoe. I'm a medical intuitive and intuitive consultant, and I really work with many healing modalities such as the emotion code, body code, EFT. There's so many that are out there, and they are all very beneficial as to healing. I work remotely with clients throughout Canada, United States, and in several countries in the world on Skype and phone. And one of my favorite things I love to do besides interviewing other people is have people call in on the monthly one-hour spot clearing just to give people an opportunity just to feel what the energy is and how, perhaps how it can help them. So if you've ever felt that you're struggling under the weight, something that you can't quite put your finger on, you know, perhaps your life is just not turning out the way that you wanted it to, people often sense that they have this emotional issues and they don't know how to get past them. So today I'm going to be working with a variety of techniques, including the emotion code and the body code, as taught by Dr. Bradley Nelson, and to help you get rid of those emotional baggage. And before we get into it, I just want to quickly talk about what are trapped emotions. So as described by Dr. Bradley Nelson, they're actually emotions are pure energy, and each emotion has its own specific frequency and vibration, and normally these emotions are felt, and then they're processed, but sometimes when we have some trauma, this emotional energy, it gets too powerful, and it gets trapped in our body. So it's actually vibrating within our body, and that can cause pain and disease as well as emotional suffering. And it's interesting because these trapped emotions can occur at any time. And they can even create inflammation, pain, congestion, depression. It goes on. And what that looks like, it's this energy looks like a little ball of energy, typically about the size of an orange to the size of a cantaloupe. And what it can do is distort the normal energy field. So our consciousness is only about 10%, 90% on the subconscious, so approximately. But our subconscious, it keeps track of everything. It's amazing, everything that we've done. So today I'm going to be intuiting information and finding out what are these trapped emotions. You know, is this trapped emotion, for example, causing depression or anxiety and then releasing it? So there's different ways of releasing energy. Today I'm going to be working with a magnet over the governing meridian and working as a surrogate for whoever is on the call and whoever is looking to get some energy work done. So I'm going to suggest as for anyone that is on the call, if you happen to have a magnet, and if not, using your fingertips, because they're also energy at the end of the fingertips, we're going to work together, releasing energy together. And for anybody that is on the call who's listening, do the same. You know, so you can take your fingertips, put them together in your right hand in between the eyebrow area, and then just bring them up over top of the crown, over the forehead, over top of the crown of the head to the base of the neck. Bring your hand around the front again in the same position in between the eyebrow, up over top of the forehead, up over top of the crown of the head to the base of the neck. So we're going to be doing this several times. That's working over a governing meridian, allowing that energy to release. And this, the technique is not meant to replace like a medical treatment, but it can help the body's innate ability to take over. So anyway, just wanted to give you a little bit of a blurb about how that can work, and then we're just going to get right into it. So I see we have some calls in the U.S. and in Canada here, and we're just going to start here, and I just want to give everybody sort of equal time and opportunity just to look at whatever's coming up and then, you know, what we can do with that. So first of all, you just want to get the connection for everybody here in the group, and you might notice that for one person, should an issue come up, somebody else may have something similar, whereas to a body pain, there might be something, a pain that you may have, and by working on the one person, it could actually benefit yourself, or sort of called borrowed benefit. So that does occur. It can occur. So just to keep mindful of that, and background noise, of course, down. And so we're going to start with Iowa. And Lucy, how are you? Welcome, Lucy.
Thank you.
So, okay, so within the time frame here, what's concerning you? What's your major issue and what are you interested in looking at?
My eyesight has been getting worse and worse, and something's going on with my eyes.
So that's your major issue is as to your eyes?
Mm-hmm. That and fatigue.
And fatigue. Okay. So, Lucy, have you been muscle tested before?
I've been muscle tested by others. Mm-hmm.
By others, okay. And, you know, there might be some people on the call that will be testing with me. And
okay.
Would you like to learn how to do that?
Sure.
Okay, let's do it. So I want you to stand up. Can you stand up with the phone at your side?
Yep.
That's what I have mine at my side. Okay, have your feet, they're about parallel distance, or sorry, they're your shoulder width distance. So as to your shoulder width, your feet are going to be the same width, if I said that correctly. Okay, so I want you to close your eyes. So close your eyes now. And then I'm going to be asking, okay, body, you're going to be asking your body, please show me a yes. With your eyes closed, commanding your body, show me a yes. And when you do that, let me know if you're moving at all.
Kind of moving from side to side.
Okay. So take a deep breath and relaxation. Going
now I'm moving off.
Okay, perfect. Okay, body, show me a no.
Backwards.
Excellent. You just muscle tested. So we're going to ask your body, okay, body, is there a trapped emotion that's contributing to my eyesight getting worse and worse? And let me know what you get, a yes or a no.
Yes.
A yes? Okay, now I'm going to be going through, and I guess how this is going to be working out today. There's an emotion code chart. This topic, you know, Dr. Bradley Nelson. And this is something that I work on with my clients and get them involved, just like what we're doing right now. So let's just do this, Lucy, and ask the question. Is the trapped emotion, is it in column A?
Yes.
Okay. Is this an odd row of column A?
Yes.
Is this in row 1?
No.
Is this in row 3?
Yes.
Is this a trapped emotion of crying that's contributing to the eyesight getting worse and worse?
No.
Discouragement?
No.
Rejection?
Yes.
This rejection, okay. And can I get your age?
53.
53. Okay. So this the rejection, did it come in between the age of birth and 20?
Yep.
Between the age of birth and 10?
Yep.
Between the age of birth and 5?
Yep.
Okay. Start counting up. At birth, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Let me see. Tell me what you get, then I'll check in.
Do I count each one?
Yeah, we can start at birth. Did this trapped emotion rejection come in at birth?
Yes.
It did. Okay. Let's just check in. This trapped emotion rejection that came in at birth, was this, it wasn't your rejection. Did you pick up on your mother's rejection? Was this as to your mother's? Was this her trapped emotion of rejection?
Yes.
Okay, so you actually picked up on her energy and the way that it can happen is that you can pick it up anytime within this lifetime or perhaps even within the birth canal or perhaps in the womb, or it could be a preconception before you were actually conceived. So this one is actually your mother's emotion of rejection. So we're going to clear it together. So actually, everybody here, we can work together and help out Lucy. So again, if you don't have a magnet, take your fingertips. If you do have a magnet, put it in between your eyebrow area and just push it up or with your fingertips over top of the crown of the head to the base of the neck. Bring it around the front again, doing the same thing. And so releasing that trapped emotion, rejection. Picked up that birth for Lucy. That's contributing to your eyesight getting worse and worse. Okay, Lucy, I want you to check in. Has this now been released? Has this trapped emotion now been released?
Yeah.
Cool. So the way that it would work is that normally at the very beginning, we're checking, okay, your eyesight, and then you would give me a category. Well, my left eye from 0 to 10, it's number 8 for being bad, or my right or my left eye, my right eye. You just give some measurements. So this is one that came up. So let's just see, give you some more time here, and we'll check in for Lucy. Is there another trapped emotion that's contributed to my eyes getting worse and worse?
Yep.
Is this trapped emotion in column A?
Yeah.
Is this in an odd row of column A?
No.
Is this in an even row of column A?
Yeah.
Is this in row 2? This in row 2 of column A?
Yeah.
Yes. Is this a trapped emotion of despair?
Yes.
Okay. So let's find out, well, when did this come in for you? Did this come in? Okay, let's break it down. Between birth and 30 years of age?
Yes.
Between birth and 10?
Yes.
Did this come in at birth? Yes?
Yep.
Yeah. Is this your mother's despair? Did you pick up on your mother's despair?
Yes.
Okay. Interesting, eh?
Yeah,
okay, let's go ahead.
Very.
Okay, let's go ahead. And again, it's tough on this one because we can't really give true measurements as far as what you can see. And but then who knows? Maybe by releasing a few of these, you might notice that maybe things don't seem so blurry or whatever the concern was. So have everybody, again, work together helping Lucy. Same way, releasing that trapped emotion of despair as to the mother's despair that came in at birth. And when we ask that, you know, we also want to ask for the healing for Lucy's mother too. So as for the mother releasing her despair and rejection, so they're all healing for all parties involved. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Has that been released?
Yeah.
That trapped emotion. Yes. So there you go. It gives you an idea of, amazingly, what we can hold on to that can just break down our body. So you did excellent with your testing. And if you do not have the emotion code chart, I can easily send it to you. And I'll give the information at the end of the day. And I would just say go with it. Do what you can do because you're doing really well. So excellent, Lucy. Like, that's cool.
Mm-hmm. Now, doing it on my own, I feel a little fear, I guess. Of
fear about doing it on your own. Okay, and that's the type of thing, and that's extremely common. Honestly, I would say like 99% of the people that I've worked with, and I worked on hundreds over the years, Because how can we feel confident when we haven't done it before? I mean, how can you go feel confident about skiing if you never skied before or whatever that is? So that's very, very normal. So that's where I would say, you know what, let's just get you over those fears and find out why is there a fear. So that's where I help people really get in and get them strong as to testing. So if you're having apprehension and fear, there's reasons for that. Then I find out, well, what's going on? Why is there some fear? And then I intuit that information and the releasing whatever that's in the way so that you are strong for testing. So, yeah, it works. That's a great way of just, you know, to get you going because you want to get everybody going. So that's what I would say, just, you know, let's find out what it is and then clear it out, and then you can just start going with this method. Okay, so thanks, Lucy.
Thank you.
Yeah, it was great. Thanks, everybody else, for helping out. So next, we are going to go to Sherry in Arizona. Hi, Sherry.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Met Sherry in Arizona about 3 months ago, I think, when I got to stay down there for a while, and a very interesting course. And so, yeah, I'm very excited to work with Sherry here in the future. So it's actually called light language, and I think what we'll need to do, I'll need to do a radio show just on the whole light language, really interesting stuff, that another area that I just would love to explore further. I haven't hardly touched on it, but okay. So Sherry Ashley did a presentation in Phoenix, and Sherry was one of the people that were there, and we did some work together. So Sherry is phenomenal with her testing as well. So what is it that you would like to work on or look at?
My weight. I keep I can't seem to lose weight. I just, no matter what I do, I just keep gaining weight.
Okay. Yes, isn't that fun? Okay, so we're going to test together, and let's find out what category, and really, like, what, you know, what's a major contributor to putting on the weight. So I'm just going to be asking here and for guidance, like, what is the major contributor for Sherry putting on weight? So is it something that we need to, yeah, so I'm not getting anything here on a physical level that's contributing, the major contributor. So I'm just checking, or is there anything here on a mental, no, I'm not getting a mental level either. So I'm just checking, is there anything here on an emotional, yes, okay, so on emotional level, there is some factors that are contributing to the continually gaining weight. So we're going to do the same thing, Sherry, and it's a good example to show people. So for, is it, okay, so is this a heart wall emotion that's contributing to continually gaining weight? Is this a heart wall emotion?
Yes.
Okay, so this heart wall emotion, I just want to briefly just talk about that. Dr. Nelson found out through his discoveries that we can actually put up a wall, and you can put up a wall around your heart, especially if we've been hurt. And so we're, you know, we're defending ourselves and protecting ourselves, and I think everybody who's alive has been hurt at one point or time. So it's really great to get rid of these heart walls, and when you do that, a lot of people find that they just, life just a little bit easier. It's not so heavy. So let's go find out, what is this first heart wall emotion that's coming up? Okay, so the first heart wall emotion, Sherry, is it in column A?
No.
Column B?
Yes.
Is this in odd row?
Yes.
Is this in row one?
Yes.
Is this a heart wall emotion of heartache?
No.
Of effort unreceived?
No.
of insecurity.
Yes.
Yeah, very strong. And so what I do, a lot of practitioners will just find it and then release it. What I like to do is work together. And to do it at the same time, you really can't do that too well. So it's like, okay, you sort of intuit something, and then the other person, like you're passing the ball back and forth, they check, then I check, because when you both do at the same time, the energies get muddled. And I don't know why that happens, but it definitely does. So this trapped emotion of insecurity, yes, very strong. So can I get your age?
Yeah, 56.
Okay. I think we get past 50 and it's like, who cares? You know?
I just couldn't remember.
I know, it's called a mental block. That's weighing you down. Okay, so 56. Okay, so did this come in between birth and, we'll just break it down approximately half, between birth and 30, this trapped or heart wall emotion of insecurity. Did this come in between birth and 30?
No.
30 and 40?
Yes.
Okay, 30 to 35?
Yes.
30?
Yes.
Okay, so, and you don't have to tell the world, but something comes to your mind that was going on at age 30.
It was just a very difficult year for me.
Okay.
I had some medical issues, and it was just emotionally a very difficult time.
Okay, these medical issues. So let's ask the question, are the memories of the medical issues, are they held within your heart wall region?
No.
Are there any trapped emotions? Is this trapped emotion of insecurity related to the medical issues?
No.
Oh, okay. But age 30. Okay, so you're having medical issues. Well, let's just check in here then. So at 30, insecurity. Was this insecurity in regards to our relationship?
Yes.
Okay. And you know what that is?
Yes, I think so.
Okay, so let's keep that in mind and ask, is that what it is? Is it as to that relationship that you have in your mind?
Yes.
Okay, so let's go ahead and everybody release it. So I'm actually taking my magnet. So in between my eyebrow area. So everybody release it now. So in between the eyebrow area, over top of the forehead, over top of the crown of the head to the base of the neck, releasing that trapped emotion of insecurity, age 30, the heart wall emotion of insecurity, age 30. And I just run the magnet several times. There's no real magic. And then when you think that, okay, I'm done, then what happens with myself? I get a little bit of a yawn, a little bit of a release. Okay, good. Okay, so then, Sherry, can I have you check in? Is that trapped emotion of insecurity, has that now been released?
Yep.
Yay.
Yay.
Okay, is this check in? Is there another heart wall emotion that's contributing to the weight?
No.
Wait, okay. Is there... Okay, so is there a trapped emotion that's contributing to the weight?
I'm not going either way.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm not going back, and I'm not going forward.
Yeah,
so.
I'm actually getting no on that. So
okay.
Okay, well, that's interesting. Okay.
Interesting, yeah.
Well, let's just see. So is there something on, is there something on a mental level that's contributing to the weight? Something on a mental level that's contributing to the weight.
I go a little bit forward, but not quite as much of a yes as I've had on other things.
Okay, so there's something forward. Is this in regards to a relationship? Is it in regards to a relationship?
The mental,
the mental. So there's some weakness on a mental level, and I just want to check in. So is this regarding to as to a spouse? Is this in regards to the spouse?
No.
No, as to an ex-spouse.
Yeah.
Okay, so the ex-spouse. Okay, so
yeah.
Something that a weakness. Okay, so let's just check in. All right. So are you? Is there in a biblical cord? Like, is there some cord in it that is right now at this moment are attached between you and your ex-spouse?
Yeah.
Okay. So this is
wasn't
like
expecting
this,
that.
This courting, and you know, we can get this attachment. It could be our spouse, our ex-spouse, our kids, or who knows, boss, employees, whatever. So when you can just ask, well, do I have a courting? You know, you're thinking of that person, and you don't think that maybe you do. And if your body goes, well, yes, I do, it's like, okay, let's get rid of that. So I work with the angels a lot. To me, they are there assisting God. And it is a given that we're working, you know, with God on all of the work that we do here today. And so I'm going to be asking for the angels to please cut that negative cording. And they know exactly what it is between Sherry and her ex-spouse. So that negative gut-to-gut cording. So we're asking them to please sever and remove and all remnants of the cording. So I'm actually working with the pendulum and dowsing it. And I've got information as to dowsing. It's a great way of working with energy as well. And my pendulum is swinging like crazy because it's guiding me and showing me that, yeah, this energy is clearing between Sherry and her ex-spouse. So here we go. Okay. Okay, have you check in, Sherry? Has that negative gut-to-gut cording now been removed between you and your ex-spouse?
Yeah, it's gone.
Yay. I know, this is so much fun. Okay. So let's just see, is there another factor that we can look at today that's contributing to Sherry's weight? What do you get? You may or may not be able to go any further.
No.
You know what? I'm getting no, too. Just
yeah.
Like,
pretty
I think this
no.
Last one was pretty big.
Yeah.
And that's what happens. And Sherry's aware of that, that we can only go so far. And then we get told, nope, that's
yeah.
It. No further.
Yeah.
And you can't push it, you know, because when I first started doing this work, I wanted just to get at everything. And I made the big mistake underestimating the power. And I was working with a practitioner, thank goodness. So I said, oh, I came across this, and I want to work with you. And so I think we released like about 20 emotions that day. And she called me. She said, Brenda, I was so sick. So it was just like, oh. And I'm grateful that it happened to be her. She recognized it was the energies, and we did too much. So it's really important, as Dr. Nelson would say, that we've got to check in all the time. You know, can we continue further? And I think it's as to any energy work. You know, it's just not just like what we're doing here today, but as to anything. Okay, you know, is it safe to continue on? But let's just ask the angels to continue working with Sherry, that the energies be, you know, released very, very slowly and just safely, just exactly what she can handle. And giving her gratitude for just exact energy healing for Sherry and Lucy here, exactly what they could handle. No more, no less. Okay. Oh, that was good.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks for coming on. And
yeah.
And we do have to talk. I'm really excited about this work, and so yeah, we'll do something here in the future, I think.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Great.
Sounds good. And I'm going to have to pop off the phone
yeah,
the call soon,
fine.
So I have to get back to work. So
yes.
But, it was
yeah,
really great
that.
To it was really great to talk to you again and to be on the call today.
Yeah, thank you for coming on.
Thanks, Brenda.
Bye.
Bye.
And we have a call from Saskatchewan. Hello? Saskatchewan?
Hi.
Hi,
Brenda.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
It's Judy.
Hi, how are you doing, Judy?
I'm good.
Good. Yeah, Judy is a phenomenal practitioner, and everybody is so strong at what they do, and it's just so cool because there's certainly not just one method for doing something. So, yeah, I'll be working with Judy, and of course she tests, and so, yeah, let's see what we can look at here in the next while. So what do you want to look at?
Well, I've been using a pendulum too, and
mm-hmm.
I'm getting exactly the opposite readings that everybody else is. So I'm just wondering if I'm kind of
reverse polarity.
Yeah. Well, I did that tapping on the back of my neck. So I don't know. Maybe test me a little bit.
Okay. So let's just see. So. She's getting, Judy's getting the opposite for a yes and a no. And sometimes that could be because the neck is out of misaligned. So, okay, Judy, can I have you check in again and check with your pendulum and see, are you getting a yes?
Okay, give me a yes. Yeah, I'm getting a yes.
Okay. And is it okay? And then a no?
No. Yep.
Okay. So, okay, cool. So, are you on then?
Am I on? It says yes.
Okay, cool.
Okay, cool.
So what would you like to look at?
I'd like to look at my foot again.
Okay.
My left foot, left ankle, and the
Okay, so we were working with Judy as to her left ankle here the other day. I think it was like yesterday. I think it was, and just looking at what was creating these issues as to the left ankle. So let's go ahead and getting that connection with Judy. And
hello.
Asking the question, are you there?
Yeah. Yeah, hello.
Oh, sorry, yes, Southern Alberta.
Yes,
we're just going to be working here right now with Judy, and if you can just hang on, we'll get to you next.
Okay.
Perfect. Okay, so Judy, so I'm just checking again as to that left ankle, the pain in the left ankle, like not being supported, is the major contributor. See, I'm not getting physical. Is a major no. So let's just check again the different categories. Is this something more on a mental level that I'm getting mental, Judy? What do you get?
Yeah, I get a yes too for that.
Okay, so
cool.
some weakness on a mental level, and is this says to? Okay, I'm just checking in. I'm not getting like any type of relationship. But is it as to on a health and fitness level, health and fitness?
Yeah.
Okay, so there's something there. There's a weakness. And is there a weakness as to being inflexible in regards to flex? Pardon me?
Yes, there is, yeah.
Okay, so, okay. Actually, what came up to me was the word inflexible.
Okay.
Inflexible. So I just want to check, okay, so why was coming up with this being inflexible? Actually, what's related to that? And so that's where I'm going to switch over gears and ask, is there like even a trapped emotion? Yeah, actually there is. So is that okay? And is that in B? Yes. Is this an odd? No, even. Yes. Is this as two? No. Is this a no? Okay, we're at. Okay, so is there a trapped emotion of pride? Trapped emotion of pride as to being related to being inflexible?
Yeah, I get it, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So this trapped emotion of pride. So again, okay, so I hate to ask this, but your age, who cares? What's your age?
Let's see, I think I'm 58.
Yeah, everybody's in their 50s here today, so we're all doing good. Okay, whatever. Okay, so pride. So, hey, you know, they say that the 90 and up is the fastest growing demographics. And so, you know, we've got a long ways to go. And my father just drove today. He's 94. He just drove. Yeah, so we really shouldn't even consider ourselves old because we're not. So this pride. Okay, so let's just see. When did it come in for Judy?
Mm-hmm.
Did it come in at 23 years of age? 23?
Okay, did it come in at 20? No.
4, 8, 24? 24?
Yeah, 23, 24, yeah.
Okay, so can you think what was going on kind of at that time?
Yeah, I just was getting back from Australia, I think, you know, and I had to live with my parents, I think.
Yeah.
So I was probably kind of not wanting to be back in Canada and blah, 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 you know.
Okay. So is your soul, are you ready to forgive yourself for the fact of having to live with your parents?
Oh, yeah, totally.
So what does your body say?
Yeah, it's excited about it.
Okay. Are you ready at a soul level to forgive yourself for having to live with your parents?
Ready at a soul level?
Yeah.
No, I'm not.
That's what I'm getting. So, like, yeah, like you want to, but your soul's going, oh, no. I don't think so. So it's like, okay.
How do I change that?
Okay, okay, so let's just see what's going on with that. I just want to check in, okay, at a soul level, why is it that doesn't want to cooperate? Okay, so is there some type of a vow that was taking on at a soul level that we need to look at today? Some type of a vow.
Yeah, yes.
Okay,
yes,
so
I
took on a vow. Was this a preconception vow?
Was it from another life or whatever?
Well, before you were born. So it's a vow.
Before
it's a
I was born.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get it. Before I was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So there's some type of a vow that you've taken on. Okay. Was this a vow as to obedience? Obedience.
Oh gosh. Yeah.
Okay. So something about. Okay. So you take on a vow like okay, obedience. Before I come back, you know. Before I'm born. All right. So you carry this into this time, yes, this vow of obedience. So are you ready, is your soul ready to dissolve this vow of obedience? Okay,
yeah, yeah.
So go ahead and ask for help here. And everybody can work together again with the magnet, or you can douse various ways, fingertips, and asking to clear out all this vow of obedience, be deleted, eliminated, and removed in its entirety. This vow of obedience. And, okay, my pendulum is just clearing, showing me it's clearing, the energies are clearing. Still working and working and working. Okay.
Let's check in. Oh, this vow of obedience, has that now been released?
I get yes.
Okay, so is the soul ready to let go of all the pride, that energy held within the ankle region?
Yeah. Do you get yes?
Yes, yes. Is there another trapped emotion that's contributing to this pain in the ankle region?
Is there another trapped emotion? I get no.
I got a no too. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, cool. So is there any unknown vow or contract agreement that's contributed to this pain in the left ankle?
I get yes, there is.
Okay, so this vow, let's just see, what is this vow?
Do we have to know what it is?
Well, let's ask the question, do we need to know what it is? Do we need to know what it is?
No,
I'm
not getting no.
I'm getting no too. So cool. And let's just check.
Yeah.
So one. Okay, so is there one remaining vow?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's what I'm getting. So let's go ahead and ask. Again, I'm going to call in the angels, please, to clear all this vow, the unknown vow, this contributing related to this pain in the left ankle, the unknown vow, the memory held within the cellular level, molecular level, right down to that empty space within the left. Okay, has that vow now been cleared? Is that now released?
Yep.
Yay.
Yay. Thank you. That's awesome.
It's fun where we can go, like anywhere.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah.
Wow.
So,
awesome
Judy's very good at access consciousness, so I would love to have you come on sometime, Judy, and do some work with a group of us.
Cool. I'd love to.
Yeah, that would be great. It's great work. So that's Judy Wolf, right? Am I saying that right?
Yeah. Judy Wolf.
Oh, Judy Wolf. Okay. In Saskatchewan, Canada. Okay, cool. Thanks, Judy. And we've got enough time here. Went from Southern Alberta, and I'm not sure who that is. Who's calling in?
It's Gail.
Oh, hi, Gail.
Hi.
Gail and I used to work together in the oil and gas industry in Calgary, Alberta, and Gail is a healer herself.
Yeah, it's been a long time, Brenda. Yep.
I know, it has been. Yeah, so thanks for coming on. We're just, as you can tell, just demonstrating various ways of energy and how it can help heal the body and physically and emotionally. And so what would you like to look at?
Well, I've had recent surgery, and I'm 3.5 weeks out. And I'm just curious as to the pain and discomfort I'm still experiencing. And is that the healing that's going on inside me, or should I be concerned that it's maybe something else?
Now, what did you have removed? Was it
I had my gallbladder removed, okay. And I had a massive hernia repair. They put a mesh in my abdomen.
Hernia repair.
So my tummy muscles are pretty tender.
Abdomen, okay. So as to the gallbladder region, can you kind of sense where it's at, and is it uncomfortable right now?
Yes, it's over where the gallbladder would have been is where I'm getting the discomfort today.
Okay, and from 0 to 10, what's the intensity right now at this moment?
Well, I'd say right now the way I'm sitting, it's 0, but all I have to do is move slightly, and it'll go up to a 4.
So right now it's at a 4. Okay, so let's see what we can do today and see what comes up. So, Gail, can I get your age, please? You have to confess along the, with the rest. Okay, 68. Okay, so we're just going to be checking in. Now, do you want a muscle test with me or not? It's up to you, whatever you want.
No, no.
No, okay, that's fine. Okay. So actually, what's very cool about this and is that we're just going to be working with the emotion code chart right now immediately because there's a specific as to the gallbladder. Now, I can go much, much further with a system called the body code. And when I work with people on Skyping, I actually, which is most of my clients, you can open up the file and share it, and you can see me working, which is really cool. And then you're kind of learning as you go along, and everybody's learning. We're working together and releasing. So there's so many, many areas I won't be able to get in totally today, but we'll definitely check what's happening for what we can pick up right now. Okay, so just getting that connection with Gail, getting that go ahead. Okay, so when I check in, okay, so what is asking the body, what is contributing to this pain in the gallbladder region? Is there a trapped emotion? Well, I'm getting, well, yes. And so, yes, there is. And so I'm asking, so, you know, what is it? Okay. So I'm getting a trapped emotion of depression that's coming up.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just going to check in, when did it come up? You might think you know when it did. Let's just see, what was it? What was this beginning? So I'm just checking in. Was there a 30, 30, 40, 40, 50, 40, 50, 41, 2, 3, 4, 41, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, I'm getting that age 44.
Mm-hmm.
Did anything come to your mind about age 44, approximately 40 years ago? Or no, sorry, 20 years ago. No, nothing.
No,
okay.
I don't believe I've ever suffered
okay.
what people say when they're
yeah
depression. I don't relate to that.
Okay. So, but I'm not getting that it was actually yours, but that you took it on. So this wasn't your depression. When I ask, was this Gail's depression? I'm getting like, no. Did you take on somebody else's? I'm getting yes. So I see this all the time, and especially with cancer, you can, and not just with cancer, I guess because a lot of my clients have it that I'm helping out, but it's, we absorb energies, and if we're empaths, most likely you are, then, you know, we're picking up from other people, and it's affecting us physically. So when I ask, was this Gail's, I'm getting no. Is this somebody else's? Yes. So you're holding that energy of depression. Okay, so let's just go ahead and clear it. So I'm taking my magnet for everybody else to work together in between the eyebrow area, bringing up over top of the forehead, top of the crown of the head, to the base of the neck, or with your pendulum, clearing it out. So releasing that trapped emotion, depression, 44 years of age, within the gallbladder region in its entirety now. Okay, when I check in, has that been released? I'm getting no, it hasn't been released.
Mm-hmm.
Just like, no, it's a little bit stubborn. So I'm going to be checking in. So is there anything else that's related to this depression? I'm getting, actually, there is. So it's not ready to go on its own.
Mm-hmm.
So is there, so I'm just checking, okay, so what else is related to this abandonment? Is it as to, yes. So there's actually, it's also related to a trapped emotion of abandonment.
Mm-hmm.
And when I check, okay, well, you know, when did that come in? Actually the same age, 44. So was this Gail, was this as to her abandonment? Was this her energy with, no. Did she pick up on it? Yes. So, it again, this isn't yours, but you've absorbed it.
Mm-hmm.
So let's just go ahead and release the trapped emotion of abandonment, age 44. Releasing that now, everybody working together, releasing that now for Gail. Okay. Okay, has that been released? Okay, I'm getting, well, yes, that one released, so yay. Let's go back and check on the depression. Has that trapped emotion of depression? No, it's still stubborn. It's just like, no, not going to go.
So if it was a depression that I'm empathically took on from a person who's now deceased, you can still keep it?
Yes. And it's interesting because you can actually work on the person who's deceased.
Mm-hmm.
So then you can check in, was this actually, it's not yours, but yes. So is, okay, when I ask, is this, yes, so I'm getting this as to the person who's deceased, it's their depression.
Mm-hmm.
So what we can do is ask for help and clearing that depression for the person who you're thinking of who's deceased,
mm-hmm.
and that connection to you. So let's go ahead and ask for assistance here and clearing all that depression for the person who's deceased that Gail's thinking of, and allowing the angels to please help and remove all that energy depression. Okay. Now, has this been released for the deceased? Yes. Is this now released for Gail? Is this now released for Gail? No. It, okay. So it's like, yes, the deceased is fine. But you're still holding on to this depression. And is there some... Okay, so why? What else is related to this depression? Why is this energy depression still vibrating within the gallbladder, you know, affecting Yale? Do we need to look at some to... Okay, so what I'm getting actually is a vow for yourself to Gail.
Mm-hmm.
And is this the vow to, I wanted to say just automatically to death do us part, but that's not it.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to check, well, what is this vow that Gail has taken on with them, with their person that has deceased? Okay, so... So is this a vow of, it's not a vow of obedience like we picked up for Judy, but is this a vow? Yes. Okay, so I'm getting a vow of sacrifice.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm going to vow of sacrifice. So let's ask for help on that because you don't need to be holding on to any vow that was taken in whatever period of time. As to sacrifice, so we're asking the angels, please, clearing out this vow of sacrifice for Gail, releasing in its entirety, eliminating, removing this vow of sacrifice that's contributed to the depression. It's now void. Just stamp it out. Void. Okay. Oh, I just did a little pop in my neck when I did my yawn. I guess that's a good thing. Okay, so let's go ahead. Is that now, is checking in, is that trapped emotion depression now been released? I'm getting yes.
Oh,
yes, it has. Wow, it was stubborn.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that is, again, is sort of an example here. So let's have you check in and just sort of move around because you're sitting. You said when you move it around, does you see if things have just shifted or not and reduced in pain or not?
Yeah, there is a reduction, Brenda. Yeah.
What number do you think it's gone down to?
It's just a slight, I wouldn't even give it a number. It's
really?
Just, yeah.
Cool.
No, right now it's fine, yeah.
That's cool. So, yeah, definitely according, I would say between you and your,
mm-hmm.
and Gord, is that correct? Yeah. Okay, so that's yeah, that's great. So there's that definitely. I'm glad you came on. And wow, it's amazing how we can be connected to people that have passed over.
Yes.
And what we've taken on, not knowing it, especially if we've taken on some vow from whenever, and we're not aware of it. So, yeah, great.
Well, thanks, Brenda. That's good work.
Yeah, you're welcome. So I guess we're close to the hour, and I just want to thank everybody for coming on. And what I want to mention today is that I do this discovery session, so it gives you a chance just to say, okay, this is going on, that's going on for my life, and is this going to help me out? And going through the process, and I love sharing information, I love teaching. So if you're interested in a sort of a complimentary, you know, just send me an email, say, hey, I'd like to chat for a couple of minutes. And my email address is Lainoff, Brenda, spelled LAINOFBRENDA, the number 4, the number 9, @gmail.com. So again, Lainoff, Brenda, LAINOF, Brenda, number 4, the number 9, @gmail.com. Also, I'll have this recording on my website of whisperingenergetic.ca. That's whisperingenergetic.ca. Send me a line what your concerns are. And for everyone that's listening here today on this recording, I'll throw in 2 trapped emotions for you. So that's a little bonus that I'm giving by calling in today. Our calling in and asking for a discovery session, I'll throw in those 2 trapped emotions. Just mention you heard me on the talk show and on the recording, and there you go. So thanks, everybody, for calling in. And I'm just going to say goodbye here from Calgary, Alberta, Canada, is where I'm at right now. And we'll be doing this again next month. So take care, and bye for now.
Thanks, Brenda.
Thanks, Brenda.
Thank you.